Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Group Chat. I hope you all had a good weekend. We had a bit of a dangerous weekend. Whoa. Stay dangerous, as YG would say. We have a lot to talk about, lot to go over. Everyone ready?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Cash.
Ladies and gentlemen, Group Chat. Cash.
Go, Woody, go.
This episode is brought to you by our friends over at MyHigh.
Unbelievable.
This is great. You guys have been ripping through MyHighs, huh?
10 MGs every day.
Bam, 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 bam,
bam. I keep having to email TJ.
Thursday, Friday was your MyHigh day?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Great. I watched a bunch of Netflix shows.
20 MGs of MyHigh in any movie is good.
Really?
Thunder Force.
Thunder Force was epic.
We learned that this epic.
I keep having to email TJ every week to get more because you guys just keep running through them.
It's so good. I love it.
I don't even know if I have any here right now.
Where do you get it? You get it on their website?
And luckily, they have a URL that says getmyhigh.com. They don't have high expectations for their customers.
Yeah, well, when your customers are high, you got to make it easy.
You got to make it easy.
Like, how do I get my high? And then we're at in LA, there's places?
Yeah, Urban Markets.
Got it.
They deliver right to your front door.
Awesome. I've been getting a lot of great feedback from people that have gotten it.
Right. There you go. Well, check out MyHigh and get yourself a stick, pour it up, watch a shitty Netflix movie.
Pull it up.
What exactly is MyHigh?
How do you describe MyHigh, Pete?
Yeah. Let me tell you. It's a premium water-soluble THC powder delivered in a convenient stir stick that elevates any beverage. You just pour that thing, pop and pour, as they say.
You could use a stick. You're a little aggressive at the speed of your saying.
Yeah, he rifled through. That was like at the end when they tell you the legal statement. Yeah.
Micro machine guy.
All right. Well, listen, if you really are interested, there was the information. It was a little fast, but it's been proven by the group chat team here. It's good.
Yeah.
Get it, pop it, pour it.
Rewind and put it at half speed.
Yeah. If you really care, trim it down to half. Getmyhigh.com. So you guys have played Grand Theft Auto, right?
I actually have not.
Okay. Well, I think you should buy it.
Yeah.
And use it as sort of a training exercise. Because shit was wild this weekend in front of
my house.
In front of your house. So there was a shooting in front of your house?
So literally less than like few hundred feet away.
Wait, can we walk through the day first?
Is this yesterday?
This is all Saturday. Yesterday. A Saturday in Los Angeles. Let's walk through the day.
Okay, please, yeah.
So my mom comes over to play with Mav. Okay. It's around 11 a.m.
Good start.
And we're having a great time. And then all I start hearing are choppers. And I'm like, this early in the freaking morning?
Yeah.
Like, I know LA's hot right now.
Hot.
Like, do we really need to start this early?
Yeah.
So I look outside and there's choppers everywhere. So then I put in our group chat, like, what's going on 3rd? What's going on in Beverly Hills? And then I had to go somewhere right after. Mm-hmm. And I realized it was the streets were filled with Armenians celebrating Biden recognizing the genocide.
Got it.
So I was like, great.
So we're all
this
good.
Is all like, you know, peaceful stuff.
All up
and
up.
I was like, okay. I feel good. The choppers are just making sure there's no unrest.
I want to make a comment.
Okay.
Oh, is this racist?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
We should start a podcast.
Is this racist?
I think Ben Shapiro might...
We can sign under Ben Shapiro. Yeah.
You can just start with yes.
Armenians have loud cars. I mean, it was so loud.
Yeah, I don't know if that's sunset racist or not.
But... And like Dominic wanted to run out every time there was a loud car.
Oh, he likes loud cars?
Because he probably thinks they're a Lamborghini or something, you know, some sports car or whatever.
Yeah.
It was so freaking loud.
So that was a star day. Good. Yeah. They're celebrating.
Yeah.
They got recognized for a genocide that probably should have been recognized, you know, decades ago.
Yeah.
All good stuff.
And then
I'll let you guys take it to your neighborhood.
Yes.
Because that was my neighborhood.
So you're all good, no crime.
Yeah.
Just a celebration.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So then the day goes on.
My mom was over at 1:30, I believe.
Seems like your mom is the common link.
Yeah. Haley's parents.
The choppers are just following her.
Haley's parents came over too, maybe an hour before. Huh. We were all in the backyard, and all of a sudden it's like sirens. Choppers, and I just said, oh, it's probably the Armenian parade. Like,
yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Oh, because you'd already seen in the group chat.
Yeah. Well, no, I heard it. I saw it. I mean, they went by my house too.
Got it.
They were all over town. And so I just assumed it was that. And then it was just like a helicopter just sitting on top of our house pretty much.
Yeah.
So then, you know, I go to the Batcave, aka the Citizen app.
Yeah. And, did you turn off your notifications?
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
Oh, my God. That's the scariest place. I know someone, our friend of ours, husband, who's traveling, and she was like, I deleted the app for the weekend. Like, I don't even want to see it.
You have to.
Yeah.
That's how you just have permanent anxiety.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So finally, I go on Citizen app, and it says, Haley texted me because she was going for a walk with her mom with their dog. And she's like, something just happened on Sunset and Fairfax. Check Citizen. So I go check and I'm like, where are you? And I was like, she's like 3 blocks away. I'm like, you should probably come home. And she goes, why? He goes, it's a shooting. And on Citizen is the body laid out in the middle of Sunset Boulevard. And I'm like
the body, not covered.
Not covered. And the cops are just standing over it and someone's like videotaping it. It's all on Citizen. If you
like close?
Yeah. Not like across the street. Like someone that works at like probably like the gas station on Sunset and Fairfax. Something like that. So I then like, I'm like, whoa. So I walk out and they have the streets blocked every which way. I mean, Sunset and Fairfax, for those that don't live in Los Angeles, it is an extremely busy intersection, like madness traffic intersection.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even get like a freaking across the sidewalk. It was that much police. And they were blocking traffic from Fountain Boulevard, which is another major street, all the way up to Sunset. Sunset blocked on both sides. I mean, honestly.
So you like couldn't leave your house if you wanted to.
I could go north.
Got it.
So I can go, you know, go north and go around. So that's eventually what I did because we had to go somewhere in the afternoon, which I'll share with where I went, which is quite interesting as well.
I had a good afternoon too. So I'll share that as well.
So then,
both sides. Yeah.
So we're like, it's like really scary because you don't know what the hell happened. Yeah. Was it a shooting, this, that? Turns out a guy was in his car and all of a sudden backed into a cop car, ran out of the car, like reaching for his waistband, and they shot him, but he had a bulletproof vest. And then they shot him somewhere else, I think in the head or something like that. And then all the reports come out on Citizen. He had like suicide by cop, like all these like crazy like statements on his car.
Yeah.
So he was kind of obviously, I don't know if this was the day that he was looking to make a statement.
Yeah.
But wearing a bulletproof vest is kind of odd.
Yeah, but why the vest if you're trying to suicide yourself?
I think he wanted to make sure it happened.
Make sure you shot him in the head.
Yeah. That's my theory.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is this is like a murder like on middle of the day in Hollywood. And it's quite hard to find information about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not, like, it was in the local news.
I didn't know it happened.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's a pretty big, I mean, at the end of the day, it is a police shooting.
Yeah.
Obviously not the typical scenario, but like, we're not hearing, I've been looking for information if there's anything other than that this guy just was a crazy person.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to go to, we had made reservations at Javier's at Century City.
There's two different lives happening right a block from each other.
Yeah. And so, you know, we went around and we got to Javier's. Yeah,
thank God.
And by the way, holy shit, is retail back.
Oh, Century City was just popping.
I mean, not just restaurants. I mean, every freaking store had a line.
Something happened this week.
I think it happened last week.
Yeah.
Was when like.
I think like after Easter.
Yeah.
All of a sudden a memo went out.
Like it's time to go to physical brick and mortar stores and shop.
And just out into the world.
Yeah.
It felt there was like lines at the bar that I can see down the street from my place. Like it just all of a sudden.
Exploded.
They had a UFC event, packed stadium.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the amount of people that were at the Century City Westfield Mall. It has got to be record day. I'm talking like. Black Friday traffic.
Yep.
The restaurant, if you wanted to walk up, was a 2-hour wait.
Mm-hmm. Javier's.
At Javier's.
Yeah.
Shout out to our friend Lily for getting me that res. That was big.
Shout out Lily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we walked around for like a little bit. I mean, like Sephora line, this store line, that store line.
Lines.
The lines are a little deceiving because they have to actually adhere to this bullshit.
Yeah.
LA City.
But it's kind of packed inside also, right?
But the
right?
fact that you're willing to wait
is the other.
Oh, there.
That means intent to purchase.
Yes. Yeah. And if you wait and you don't purchase, I don't know what you're doing.
Well, that's, you know, I was talking to someone else, another retailer. They said like their absolute number of foot traffic is down, but the conversion rate is through the roof.
Yeah, because like, if you're going to stand in a line.
Is just buying.
Yeah
you have to buy.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. If you wait in line and you don't buy, why are you waiting in line?
What if we thought COVID would like be the nail in the coffin for retail, but it actually just supported it for another 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, retail,
it just filtered out the shitty ones.
I think the shitty ones are going to be fine, too.
I think the thriving right now, too. I think what's happening
is... Well, the ones that I'm saying that made it through the pandemic.
Yeah.
Like, if you made it through the pandemic, you'll be fine.
I think non-commoditized goods will be on fire.
Yeah.
So your groceries, your diapers, your milk, your eggs, like... That's just too easy to do on Amazon and Instacart and all these services.
Yeah.
But if there's any,
but even Sephora. Sephora is the they're probably
no. They want to try
think
the
about the experience
makeup
at Sephora.
They want to try the makeup on.
Yeah. Like girls love to go in there and try this and look at that.
That's why I would just hit the Amazon salon. They just show me how it looks on me and
yeah. But still, you have to leave your house.
Yeah.
Can't do that on Amazon.
No. Not yet.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah.
But yeah, retail was booming. It's unbelievable. Like. I one of the waiters at Javier's actually used to work at Nice Guy, so he came and said hi to me. Mm. And I was like, how's it going?
Felt like home?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Then immediately, great service.
Yeah.
Not they have great service anyways. But they the guy starts talking to me. I'm like, how's it going here? He's like, it's bananas. Fuck, way busier than it was pre-pandemic. And there's no
and
office.
Everyone forgot pre-pandemic, there was a shooting at Javier's.
Yeah.
Talking about shootings.
At Century City?
Yes. Yeah.
Then there was another shooting. Was there another shooting?
So before we get to shootings, I went to my first sporting event post-pandemic.
I saw you at a soccer game?
Yeah.
How'd you end up at a soccer game?
Yeah.
When you're
this
that rich.
This is the epitome of like, you'll just take whatever.
Yeah,
you've
whatever.
Been inside for so long, you're like, fuck it.
Man, I'll go to a soccer game.
I could get into soccer, I guess. Is this the Super League? Or?
Yeah.
He thought he got invited to Super League.
So, I went to LAFC. The stadium's right by USC, our old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
Nicest stadium I've ever been to.
Wow. Really?
And I've been to a lot of stadiums.
What's the name of the stadium? Bank?
Bank,
California?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it a new stadium?
It's relatively new. 3 years. I think 3 or 4 years old. It's incredible. The like luxury suite.
What's the food like?
I got a vegan sausage dog.
What is the sausage made of?
I don't know.
Vegan stuff?
It's vegan
I know,
stuff.
But is it like a Beyond or Impossible? Or
I didn't
is it-
say. I ran into friends. It was like, it felt like pre-pandemic.
Oh, you ran into people?
I ran into people.
More than one?
I haven't ran into someone
one.
In so long.
You ran into one. Okay, that's why. I ran into person.
Expectations are low.
I ran into one person.
He said people, so I want to know. I knew he ran into.
You know who the second person? Will Ferrell. He was sitting next to us.
Well, you ran into him?
No, I didn't run into him.
He literally bumped into him.
Okay.
Sorry, Will.
He was running around the stadium hoping someone would hit him.
And Russell Wilson and CR were there. Russell Wilson.
You ran into them too?
I didn't run into them. I saw them in their box.
I'm Team Future.
Did you wave?
No. And I think Vanessa Bryant was in there.
Wow.
That's what I gauged from social media.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow.
It was a COD event.
Did you tell anybody?
They're just like, we want to go somewhere.
Yeah, we'll get a soccer.
Yeah. Soccer. Jeez. That's like those shitty retailers we were talking about. Oh my God. Okay, well, I did see you posting that, and that was really, for some reason, yesterday felt like, well, it probably was, but it felt like the most back we've ever been. Just from like seeing what my friends were up to on social. Like I said, the UFC event, it just felt like, oh, we're back.
People and it's back. Awesome post-vaccination because this is how everyone should operate.
Yeah.
So it was a group of 5 or 6 of us. We went to our friend's house that took us to the game. Walk in, there's no mask.
No.
We all gave hugs. I was meeting new people that I've never met in my life.
Did you have to wear a mask to walk in the stadium?
Oh, the stadium's a joke. They're like mask patrol.
Well, that's, you know, Newsom.
Yeah, it's a lot of Newsom in there. But like, no, I'm just saying the social interaction, like the pregame.
Yeah.
We were just hanging, having drinks. Everyone's talking. Yeah. And it was awesome.
Okay.
That's great, man. It was nice to see on social media. And then what was the capacity? Like, was it like a quarter?
It was pretty empty. I don't know what they were allowed.
It looked like it was 3%.
Did you enjoy the actual game?
I'm sure it was 10%. Yeah. They only could do
like so it. So we walk in, game starts, within 2 minutes, there's a goal. I was like,
oh, wow.
I'm into this.
Okay, okay. That's good. That's my biggest complaint, you know? Yeah. You wait like an hour and it's like, yay, almost.
And he told me the game tied. Yeah, tied. All that.
It tied. Tied. 1-1. So you had 20 minutes of goal. You waited 2 hours,
ties.
Another goal. And
ties are ridiculous.
Just make the field smaller.
Yeah.
Make this shit interesting. Make it the size of a basketball court.
Oh, wow.
Do half the players.
Same amount of players.
Talk about running into people.
It should be like 50 to 45, right? We just have goal after goal after goal after
goal. Like 11-3 would
be great.
You
should have a 3-pointer.
Yeah.
You should have a...
Yeah. Yeah. You kick it across the field, it's worth 3 points.
Yeah. You should have the Steph Curry of fucking soccer.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the American version.
I'd say field smaller and goal bigger.
Yeah.
Bigger goal, smaller field.
Imagine the poor sucker goal just like flying.
Bigger goals, multiple, maybe two goalies.
Two goalies? And it's all the way... And it's a
it's double as big.
Or like basketball, anyone can run in and try to stop it. Yeah. Why so many rules?
Yeah. Why can't I touch
you? They should just Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Jake Paul.
Speaking of Jake Paul, Jake Paul just went to Dana White's throat just now on social media.
What did he say? Call him a bitch?
He went to the event.
He went to the event and said, like, why haven't you set up some famous fight that I think people want? And then he's like, why are UFC people not making enough money? Why are you, you know, holding the sport back? I mean, he just, like, went after him.
Sure.
Because Dana White, Jake Paul went to the fight, which is pretty ballsy, because I think everyone in the UFC community hates him.
Yeah.
I think they were all chanting, fuck Jake Paul.
Yeah.
He went to the fight. Daniel Cormier walked up to him and tried to punk him, because that was like a guy, they were talking shit back and forth. And then Dana White in the post-press conference said, what Jake Paul's doing is a circus. Their numbers are fake. It's not real.
How are the numbers fake?
He said pay-per-view numbers are fake.
So he doesn't believe the $65
million?
No, he's
1.6 million.
No, 65 million US dollars. Sorry.
Yes.
1.6
yes.
million.
He doesn't believe the 1.6. He's like, that's not what.
But how can you prove that? Isn't that provable?
Yeah, I think so. I think it is.
So I mean,
Jake should just post the, like, there's probably a document.
He said, why did I make more in my third fight than all but the two UFC fighters have in history, Khabib and Conor? I know why.
And I saw Jake Paul has a lot of Floyd Mayweather energy. The security guards, he had a whole team.
Yeah.
They all had Team Paul.
Yeah.
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 I like the spectacle.
And I saw, was that Machine Gun Kelly who went up to him? Oh,
yeah. Did he?
Yep.
He was there, right? They like dapped up and it had like so many views on social.
Yeah. I don't really know why. Like it was that crazy.
White guy to white guy?
Yeah.
Just blonde to white blonde. Guys.
Yeah.
Ohio.
Ohio. Yeah. Maybe it was a...
They're both from Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should just join.
You should have been there.
Yeah, where were you? Were you?
Like, yo, what's up? Anyone want to punch someone?
You should go and join Team Paul.
Violent Ohio white guys.
Yeah, you should see if you can get one bodyguards.
And that'd be a good face tattoo.
I already got some tattoos.
Yeah, that might be a violent tap. Ohio white guys.
Yeah.
Vogue.
It's a new vlog squad.
It's a new vlog squad.
Yeah. Sick.
You, Machine Gun Kelly, and Jake Paul.
Oh my God.
And Logan. Don't forget Logan.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the Logan guy. Yeah.
Okay.
And UFC, I'm sure you watch. I know you're a fan.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Dude, he whooped his ass.
Insane. It was so good. And so number one, the whole night. Number one, one of the first sporting events with full capacity.
In back what in city?
Florida. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I forget what's Jacksonville?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Star-studded, whatever.
Tom one was guy, there.
Huh?
Tom was there. Brady.
Tom Brady was there?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
One guy like blew out his knee. Another guy completely broke his leg in half, kicking someone's leg.
I saw
leg.
That.
Yeah. Broke his leg in half.
And so he kicked a dude. And didn't even realize his leg had snapped. And then when he plants his leg...
He fell down.
He fell down and his leg was snapped.
But it like in the freeze frame, his ankle did this around the guy's leg. And then he didn't know. And he went back, tried to step on it, and then fell over and started screaming. Then...
UFC's nuts.
Rose,
so gnarly.
Girl named Rose reclaimed her belt, kicked a girl in the face, made Joe Rogan cry on stage.
Did Joe Rogan reactions were so good.
Yeah,
we Joe Rogan's reactions were the most announcers. Viral moment. I don't know. She was just so like grateful and crying because she got the belt back and he started crying, this whole thing. Huh. And then Kamaru Usman knocked out.
Kyle Kuzma?
Kyle Kuzma.
What's his name? I don't know UFC. What's his name?
Kamaru Usman.
Okay, and he's a big shot.
He's a big shot. He's a rising, well, not even really rising star. He's like the current star that's just beating ass. And
he looks scary.
So scary.
He's scary. He's really good. And then he just beat the shit out of Jorge Masvidal. And Jorge Masvidal isn't actually, his record isn't actually that good, but he had some like weird like spiritual awakening where he decided he was a dominator and came back and started just beating ass. He's the one who flying kneed Ben Askren and knocked him out in 5 seconds in the famous second most embarrassing clip of his career. So then he was like this crazy guy, and he beat, he actually lost to Kamaru Usman before, like not that long ago, but in a decision. It wasn't really that clear of a loss, and he only had 6 days of training camp and blah, blah, blah. So he was like, okay, I'm going to come back and beat him. And he just got knocked as clean out as you can get.
Yeah, I saw the clips on Twitter. That looked crazy.
Yeah. It was good, though. I mean, talk about.
And is he now, Usman, the number one guy in UFC?
He's the number one, you know, whatever he is, middleweight or.
And what about this guy Jones, who they can't find a contract for?
Yeah, he's really good. He's just a psycho. Like, he's always like on coke and like testing positive for things and getting his belt taken and getting suspended. But he's like, a lot of people say he's the best fighter in history.
Okay, we're done with UFC.
Yeah.
No, you don't like violence, D? You got to prepare like violence, for next weekend in Hollywood.
I don't need to know.
You need to learn some leg kicks.
Yeah, I do.
So then, okay, listen, there's another shooting. There's another shooting at a bar. So we'll just speed this up. There's another shooting at a bar yesterday.
Last night, Classic Cat on Sunset Boulevard. Heart of West Hollywood, San Vicente and Sunset.
Okay, another shooting inside the bar.
Inside the bar.
Jesus Christ. And then…
across from Tower Records.
Across from Tower Records. And then last night… Oh, Tower. Oh, that's nice. That's a nice area.
Yeah, that's my old neighborhood.
Isn't that right by
your old neighborhood? Literally.
What's considered like Truesdale, which is the most expensive homes in LA.
Yeah, right down the street. Away, yeah. And then last night, I at like 10 p.m. or something, there's just cops going bananas all around my apartment, shooting down the street, whatever, helicopter, whatever. It looks like someone stole a Honda Civic. There was a high speed chase through the streets. I didn't really see what the conclusion of it was, but it looked pretty nuts.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think people being out, I first thought it's going to reduce crime.
There's going to be an uptick before the reduction. Yeah. You know, there's going to be like a, we can do fucking anything moment. And then
things will go back to normal.
I think.
Yeah.
Because think about it, you just had a year of lawlessness, essentially. It's just that most people weren't out. So now it's going to be like absolute madness. Like, I think Rolling Loud in Miami, I hope not. I think it's going to be fucking insane.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like…
Fund the police there.
Big time. Let's start now.
It's going to be like Fallujah.
I feel like it, man. I feel like it's going to be like fist fights and shootings and just like in the clubs.
Yeah.
There's going to be local guys that are happy.
Yeah, I mean, think about every rapper in the world is going to come, and what are they going to do? They're going to party.
And it's not even the rappers. It's all the crews and the homies. It's all the people just coming down there.
Yeah, think about how many like tough guys haven't been able to get into a fight during the pandemic. They're itching for some
Miami.
Confrontation.
Yeah, we're not kidding. We said it last episode. Head to Miami.
Yeah.
Start doing push-ups. Get in training camp.
Get a gun.
Miami's coming. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. That's all we got for, I mean, that's a Saturday in Hollywood, right?
Yeah. And guess what? No one was talking about it on Clubhouse.
Was anyone even on Clubhouse?
Well, Clubhouse made a big move.
What?
They did a deal with the NFL.
What's that mean?
Pete can't even like…
Fucking NFL. What is an audio platform going to do for something we watch?
I mean, look, NFL talk radio is huge, right? So we know that piece is good. I guess, you know, I think their goal is really to make it like a place for NFL talent. My guess is Clubhouse… gave the NFL a bag because NFL doesn't do anything without a bag.
The Shield needs a bag.
Yeah. And they get weekly bags, and now NFL will, maybe NFL talent, like NFL.
Yeah, they're going to need like…
who does NFL Network?
No, what's NFL Network would be like Rich Eisen.
Yeah, Rich Eisen going on there and talking.
What's Jessica Simpson's ex?
Tony Roma.
Yeah. Do we have a show on there?
I mean,
he's a CBS guy. Hmm. He makes $15 million a year on CBS. Right, what is Clubhouse going to pay him?
That's Ocho what I'm saying. Pay if you paid, this is what they should do. That's a great idea. Go give Tony Roma $20 million. Let during the CBS game.
No, what they should do to start and test it, give him $1 million to narrate the draft. For one day.
They're not going to. His contract does not allow him to do shit.
Sure. But you need someone.
Pay 20. And then at the big football games.
So you want him to stop commentating on CBS?
And then imagine.
He's not going to do that.
For 20 million? Much,
no, because he'll lose his relevance. What if Clubhouse doesn't work?
It's already not working.
He could be on CBS for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
That's true. That's tough.
All right. So what? So it's just not
I just
work.
Don't think, look, I mean, once again, we criticize a lot on here, but I don't think an NFL deal is the right start.
No. Where is Naval?
Agreed.
He's a seed investor.
Get him on there. Just give him his money back.
If you had mornings.
Whatever he invested, keep the equity, give the money back, and have a show.
Mornings with Naval.
Yeah, are you kidding?
Oh, yeah. If you did like a wake 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific, Naval.
Blockbuster.
And also, like, that's so related to the audience that's already there.
Yes.
Like, is there a lot of NFL fans on Clubhouse? I get you could get there.
Yeah.
But is that there today?
NFL fans have Android. You can't even get on the damn platform.
It's true.
we have one obsessed NFL fan in our fantasy football chat. Like, this content would be targeted towards him.
Yeah.
Because he just like obsesses over everything NFL and we sent it to him. And he said, zero chance I was watching this.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Seems like the right idea, but the wrong partner.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What's going on with vaccines, man? I felt like we were cruising. Biden hit his goals. We're doing whatever it was, 3 million a day, 100 million in the first, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. We're slowing down and we're just stockpiling these damn things. What is happening?
Here's the problem. Vaccinations are over. It's done.
So it's like, is it like whoever wanted it, got it?
Whoever wanted it. I literally looked right before this podcast started on CVS.com.
Yeah.
And I said, I want to get vaccinated today. There's four options. Locations in the Valley for right now. If I go on Wednesday, every single CVS is available. Every single CVS, all time slots are available.
Yep.
There's a 3 in West Hollywood. CVS's.
Oh my God.
They're all available.
It was Target, so hard when I was looking.
And the Target in Santa Monica Boulevard is available. The one on Holloway in Santa Monica Boulevard was available for Wednesday, Thursday, every time slot. And this is California and this is LA.
And it's open to everyone over 16, right?
Yep. Yeah.
They're having walk-up vaccinations. You don't even need an appointment.
Yeah.
The form is walk-up.
Yeah. You just have to wait.
So it's over. So if you got it, you got it. If you didn't.
Yeah. And so that's the problem.
The problem is if you didn't.
Yeah, so
they're the problem.
You're holding the mutation, you asshole.
Look at the rest of the world.
Double mutant. You saw in India the double mutant?
India's.
Yeah, what's that double mutant about?
I love India, but y'all can't come here for a while. I don't need that mutant up in here.
That double mutant seems like it would hop over a vaccine, no? Is that the worry?
Well, that's what they're saying, that the double mutant in India is the cause of this, like, in December, there were 10,000 COVID cases a day. Obviously, in India, math is funny. because I don't trust that government with anything.
Yeah.
And they loosened restrictions aggressively. And yesterday, there was 350,000 cases just yesterday.
So that means it's 3 million cases.
Yes.
Because they don't have testing capacity.
2,700 deaths yesterday.
So that means there's probably 6,000 deaths.
Yes. You're talking like, I talked to our cousin who lives in Bangalore. He just recovered from it. And he's like, it's bad.
So you can't get a hospital bed in Bangalore, which is the third major city in India. So the third biggest city in a population of 1 billion people. If you get sick enough where you require a hospital bed, there's zero access. That's like, what's going on in India is so bad and dire. And because of the just sheer quantity of people, I don't know how they get out of it.
No.
What makes it a double mutant, just for my peace
I think
of mind?
The virus just kept lingering and mutated.
So it mutated like twice.
Yeah, twice, whatever. Yeah. I don't know what the exact science behind it, but here's the other issue that people don't want to talk about, and it's not really widely reported, and we were actually told by a doctor who we're not gonna name because he probably doesn't want his name associated with this. Is that there's so much corruption in the Indian, like in Indian society. And the way the vaccine was rolled out in the US, they didn't give it to doctors. They gave it to
CVS
pharmacies, yeah. vaccination sites. So like it was just rolled out kind of through the government to these centers, and they got a, you know, you sign up via yeah. whatever the government guideline rules are.
Yeah.
What's going on in India is they're giving it to doctors who are playing Mickey Mouse games. And what's actually happening, which isn't reported, is they're diluting the vaccine and upcharging. So if you got 1,000 vials, they're taking 50%
damn.
And putting it so that's they like get 2,000 vaccines
yeah.
and charge like double. And they're telling all these rich people and well-to-do people, pay up, you can get the vaccine early. And then all these people who think they're vaccinated are getting the virus.
Oh my God.
There's like famous politicians that quote unquote got the vaccine.
It's also going to fuck up our data because it's going to be like, well.
Yeah. I've already heard people saying like, wait, there's people getting the vaccines in India and they're still getting the virus.
Yeah.
The reason is because they're not getting the vaccine.
Yeah. And
they're getting fucking.
They're getting water Gatorade. Shots. Yeah. They're getting diluted vaccines. India, like obviously, you know, we care a lot about the country, but it's one of the most deeply corrupt places on the planet. I've dealt with it firsthand. Just when my mom's sister, our aunt died and we yeah. had to deal with stuff, like you have to bribe to get a death certificate. You have to bribe to make sure that the body's actually cremated and they don't take the organs out. Like this Sheesh. is like the middle class of India. So are you really surprised that this is going on with the yeah. vaccine where yeah. there's money involved?
Yeah. And it just That's tells nuts. You that if enough people don't get vaccinated, it gets ugly really, really quick. This is December. India was lauded for handling corona pretty well with 1 billion people.
The Prime Minister, Modi, in January did a public speech saying they conquered COVID.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that. Damn it.
And now...
Anyone who taunts COVID gets screwed. You know what I mean?
You can't taunt.
COVID has a bit of a temper.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, when you look, they did a state-by-state breakdown of vaccinations. And, you know, as surprising, you pick a state, you could guess which states are... Mm-hmm. Seeing fewer and fewer people get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like it's like in a state like in Alabama or some, a lot of those southern or Midwest states,
yeah.
they reached their peak early on and now it's dropping. And all the elderly people seem to have gotten it.
Yeah.
And then when it spreads out to the mass population, you're just not seeing it. California is still doing a pretty good job. And I think when this whole thing started, the thing that I always kept saying was it was going to be the ultimate fucking divider mm-hmm. in society. Mm-hmm. And it's starting first in country level. America mm-hmm. is the richest country. Mm-hmm. America has survived the best a year later.
Yeah.
Deep, I would argue better than China. And then now you take America and you go state by state, the wealthiest states, people are getting vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Then you go take your state down. You go to the communities. The wealthiest communities are getting vaccinated. And then we keep going down and down. And then, you know, inequality comes from all these types of things where like what's happening in India is going to set the fucking country back 10 years. Yeah. That just it's going to take so long to recover from it. And then you take America and you take these rural areas where people are not going to get vaccinated. You're just going to have this disease, this virus linger on for so long now, for so fucking long. And until people make it mandatory. So who's going to make it mandatory to get vaccinated? Oh, you have to, if you want to go to Europe, you have to get vaccinated or Italy.
Okay. It should be UFC fights.
Yeah.
You want to get the UFC pay-per-view.
Yeah.
If you want to watch Usman beat the living shit out of.
Show the mark of the beast.
Yeah. Exactly.
I got it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of what EDC is doing in my head or what Vegas is doing
yeah.
that I like.
Yeah.
You know? But right. all nice restaurants, everyone, you should be like, show your card.
Yeah. And I think if you make, it should be society's responsibility. They should actually make it private enterprise's responsibility to get everyone vaccinated.
I agree. I think that's the only way.
Because if you
want a new iPhone?
Yes.
Show me.
Yeah.
Show me your
take
card.
Take it a step lower. You want to go
no,
to.
No, I think Apple's a
you
good
You want to go to Cabela and get that fishing rod?
Yeah.
Show your card. That's the crowd that's not getting it.
Yeah. It's funny because I have to really listen to the arguments. Like there's a lot of people that are so against like the whole vaccine passport thing. And I don't understand on surface
data
level why.
Privacy.
I don't get the surface level because currently today, if you have a kid that's going to like
yeah.
a school, you have to prove that they have the hep vaccine, you know, yeah. measles, whatever.
Yeah. I don't get it.
So what's the difference?
Yeah, completely, exactly what's the difference? Because so many people are okay with that. That makes total sense. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
I get the privacy thing and they're like, oh, you want my medical record? It's a piece of paper.
And even with the vaccination as an adult, it's still unclear to me what side effects are people expecting that. So if you study the history of vaccinations, okay, if maybe there's stuff that's happened in children, infants, and if you have some hang up on it, then that's on you. But, you know, for example, the pediatrician that Anna and I go to, if you don't get your vaccinations, you're not welcome in the fucking office.
That's the first thing they say.
Yeah.
If you're not willing to get all the required vaccinations for your kid, this isn't the place for you.
Yeah.
It should literally just be like adults are now treated like kids going to school.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah. My spidey sense is up. You know, I've been so kind of COVID's over a month ago.
Yep.
And given what's going around the world, given that travel is going to be bigger than ever in the next 60 to 90 days.
Yeah.
And we have mutations. We have enough of the population that's not getting vaccinated. The second half of the year scares the living daylights out of me.
Yeah, I could definitely see it coming.
Tim?
Well, fuck it, man. Give me that third shot.
You were the
shot.
Oracle to your friends about COVID back in January in 2020.
Are your friends anti-vaxxers?
What? No.
No?
No.
No, he was saying that he heard so much about us talking about COVID in like January and February of last year. His friends were like, what are you talking about? And then he looked like a genius.
Yep. Spread the word.
Yeah.
It's going to be a cold winter. Okay. Well, that's unfortunate. But I will say for me right now, fully vaccinated, couldn't be better.
Near term, we're great.
Near term, we are cruising.
I mean, you should have yours because it's a vaccination hotbed.
I love it.
Slamming good people.
Oh, good stuff. Okay. Let's take a minute to talk about Harry's, guys.
Tim, you came in cleanly shaven. I'm guessing you used Harry's.
Of course, every time.
Did you really Harry's your face?
It did Harry's my face.
Doesn't it scare you with the, as you can tell, I'm not very experienced, with the straight razor on the face?
No.
Or not straight razor, but the
No, it, what the scares me are the cheap little ones that have like one blade in them. Those scare
look at
me.
This capitalist. He doesn't want the cheap things.
Yeah. Cheap. He wants quality Harry's. What has four razors? How many does Harry's have?
He's five. Five razors.
Wow. Five razors. Okay, so you are, man. You're playing the line. You don't want cheap stuff. You want premium Harry's razors.
And it's the weight of the razor is like perfect.
The girth.
Like you don't need to like press it into your face. The weight is like the right amount, you know, which I think you don't get with those little cheap plastic ones that if you drop them the wrong way, they snap in half.
Man, you're not. You're an elitist.
Yeah.
Luckily,
I like the finer things in life.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Luckily, you know, for the socialists, we have a deal for you.
There we go.
Yeah, Bernie's coming in.
Bernie Sanders offer here. Harrys.com/groupchat. And by the way, if you don't have a lot of money, let's say you have $0, Harry's got you covered.
Well, maybe you're just conservative like Anand.
Just want to save your capitalism?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, harrys.com/groupchat. And for $0, all you have to pay for is shipping, which is only $3. It's not like one of those companies that charges like $73 for shipping.
Yeah.
And you get a weighted rubberized handle.
That's what Tim was talking about.
What?
That's what Tim was talking about.
Yeah.
Nice weight.
He likes that weight.
Yeah.
Five blade razor cartridge. Five.
12?
12.
Maybe that's the super version.
Nice.
Foaming shave gel.
Okay.
Travel blade cover. That's amazing.
That's the free thing?
You get all that for free.
You just pay shipping.
Yeah. $3.
Bernie's at it.
And still as low as up to $2 for refills.
I mean.
What a deal. Okay.
That's really inexpensive.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you're going to this, walking into Target, and then these razors are probably, what are they, 15, 20?
No, I don't.
They're not two, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
They're not two. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
Harry's such a capitalist, he's going to pay full price to reinvest in the economy so they hire more people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not even going to use the offer.
No, he's just going to pay full price.
Yeah. Okay. Harry's, check it out. Back to the episode. What's going on with the Oscars or like next weekend or something?
They're tonight.
Gone. Tonight.
Oh my God. Who cares?
Just get rid of those.
Why
damn
do we still
things?
Talk about this?
Hashtag Oscars so diverse.
Just put it on TikTok.
A terrible hashtag.
It feels very diverse to me.
Wait, did you make that up or that's what's trending?
That's me.
Oh. The nominees are diverse?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's pretty fucking diverse.
Okay. Well, then that was the goal, right?
Yeah, I think they did a good job. I mean, I don't know. I tweeted out, like, what group is going to feel left out?
Yeah.
And someone pointed out the transgender group would be left out.
Mm. Unless who's not nominated.
I don't think so. Not this year.
We didn't talk about Caitlyn Jenner running for mayor.
Clown.
Governor.
Clown.
Shit.
She is a clown. Is that the right pronoun?
Yeah.
That's him, okay. Not me.
She's a clown.
Yeah, that annoys me.
Yeah, she's and like the crew she has helping her are like
who's the crew?
Like diehard like Trumpers that like were involved. Like some of them were involved in the insurrection. Like it's just clowns. It's like,
what do you just need attention?
Yeah, like go Caitlin. Away. By the way, if I'm voting for anyone in that family, I'm voting for Kim or Kris Jenner. Okay, those are my two picks.
Yeah, you have to pick.
Yeah, but Kim's not related to Caitlyn.
No, but they're still extended family.
Oh, you're right.
She was he was a stepdad.
Well, if anyone Kardashian Jenner, if you had to vote for anyone Kardashian Jenner, those are your only options. Who do you vote for?
Kris and Kim.
Oh, Kris Anderson, not even Kim.
I'd vote Kim.
Yeah. No, I'd go Kris.
I'd go Kim. Law reform. What you
know
what
I
like?
I don't know if you guys follow her.
Kim's putting
prison reform.
Prison reform. Sorry. Kim is putting in the work.
I don't know if you guys follow her on Instagram.
I do.
She posted a photo of her like in a bikini. It was like kind of like, you know, IG pic, but she was like studying her law. Paperwork,
yeah,
law exam, and you know I'm into it. That was our governor, and you're out getting some sun out in Palm Springs.
Vitamin D is important.
Vitamin D is very important. It's a good message.
And you're reading.
And you're reading.
I think she got backlash for that, and I was like, no, this is actually. I think it's.
I mean, you get backlash for anything at this point.
That's true. Yeah. And wouldn't you rather the hot girl in the bikini be reading, be studying law?
Yeah.
Come on.
Checks my box.
Okay. I bet it
got my vote.
Okay. So whatever. So Oscars are tonight. I mean, is there any news? What? They have all these precautions.
I mean, it's, you know, they did invite talent. So that's good. There will be no masks when...
you're at the table?
Yeah, you're at the table and the show is going on, but during commercial breaks, they're asking them to wear masks.
Bullshit.
Yes. God damn it. I believe it's at Union Station in downtown.
Do it in Florida.
Yeah, just go to Florida.
Everything should be in Florida. Machine Gun Kelly will perform. It'll be great.
Yeah, Jake Paul can host.
Jake Paul could beat someone up.
But, you know, no audience outside of some A-list. Here's the thing. The Oscars could have taken this moment. This is what pissed me off about this.
Okay.
Everyone wants to come get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great marketing moment.
It's a good, great marketing moment. Everyone's vaccinated. And guess what? We're going to have no masks. And we're going to fucking show everyone partying. Because everyone's vaccinated. Yeah. And you keep reiterating. Brought to you by Pfizer. This year's Oscars. Brought to you by Moderna.
Brought to you by Johnson & Johnson. It ain't that bad.
Johnson & Johnson, marketing director. That's a rough. Yeah. My loser of the week.
That's a tough one. Yeah.
But I think the Oscars could have used this moment to like... talk about vaccination.
It could have been Oscars so vaccinated.
Yes.
You know? And then you know all your biggest stars that are there, you know they got the shot.
Is the ratings decline going to be 20%, 25%? It's going to be the least viewed Oscars in the history of the Oscars.
And by the way, the movies on the list, I'm sure they're good. No offense to the movies. They're just not blockbusters.
There hasn't even been good movies in the last year.
Because production is
Thunder Force.
Exactly my point.
Thunder Force. I got like three quarters of the way.
You realize we've had a whole year.
Let's be clear. D had 20 milligrams of My High before he watched Thunder Force.
That's right. He liked it so much.
The saving the screensaver of the iMac, where it's like the different cities.
Range, yeah it's like
Hong Kong.
Shout out to My High.
What a beautiful film I just watched. Oh my God. Okay. Well, look, let's.
Have you watched any of the movies? I've watched Judas.
I don't think I've watched a movie in the last year, to be honest.
I didn't look at the list.
I'll tell you, my favorite movie was, I liked Judas. I think it was Black Judas, I think it's called. But it's Fred Hampton's story. That movie's incredible.
That's good.
And then a movie on Netflix, which I don't think got a lot of love, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, with Chadwick Boseman.
Yep.
It's, and Viola Davis, I think, is the main star. It's so fucking good.
Really?
It's insane. Like Chadwick Boseman, he was just on another level of acting.
Yeah.
So those are the two movies I saw. I think there's another.
I saw Minari.
Was that good?
Yeah, it's great. Korean movie subtitles. Well, that was my theater movie. Yeah. In the theater.
But sometimes I look how diverse it is. You watched a Korean movie. I watched the two black movies. Like, it's pretty diverse. Yeah. We've come a long way.
I like it.
And before we move on from COVID talk, I heard an incredible quote on the All In podcast. Did you listen to the last one?
Yes.
So David Sacks says, this is a Nate Silver quote, mm-hmm. that wearing a mask post-vaccination, mm-hmm. is performative blue theater,
yeah.
similar to a MAGA hat for a red person.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
And I loved it.
Yeah.
I love that quote.
It scares me how much I agreed with David Sacks on that last episode. Because they were talking about like the tax hike and all that stuff and why it doesn't work. I'm like, damn, man.
That's why you're wearing a red hat today.
Oh, man. I thought I might be.
No, but it's true. If you're fully vaccinated right now in the U.S.
What about a red mask?
Then you're just confused.
No, but the point is just basically, like, if you're fully vaccinated in the United States where we don't have all these crazy variants like
yeah.
all these different countries do for now,
yeah.
You don't need to be wearing a mask. Even our mom the other day was telling me, like, if you want to come in my house, we don't wear masks if you're vaccinated. Whoa.
That's what I'm talking about.
She's like, if you're vaccinated and you come over, I'm not wearing my mask.
No wonder there's helicopters flying around. He's a real threat.
Yeah.
Not mine.
I mean, here's the problem is that society, because we don't have a vaccine passport or a hat that says you're vaccinated.
A bracelet.
We can't do that. We can't let people do that. That's the problem.
No, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You might be screwed.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't need to be wearing my mask.
But
me as a fully vaccinated person, the mask will literally do nothing for me for the purposes of COVID.
Yeah.
I don't want to get a cold, though.
I think that's going to be hard to let go of.
That's you.
I think the mask, the whole like holier than thou mask is going to be hard for a lot of people to let go of.
Yeah, I
agree. If you're fully vaccinated, you're at Barry's boot camp running at 13 miles an hour with a mask, you're a dumbass.
You're a dumbass, and I can guarantee at least 30% of the classes will have that.
Yeah, the problem is okay, let's say we're all vaccinated here. We all go out and we decide not to wear a mask, right?
Mm-hmm.
A group of other people see us and like, hey, those guys aren't wearing a mask. We don't know if they're vaccinated or not.
That's on them.
Yeah, fuck them.
Right now, everyone can get the vaccine. There's over 60 million unused vaccines in the U.S.
Yeah.
We're about to start exporting these vaccines to India and all these countries that are getting screwed right now because there's not enough demand. If you don't get a vaccine and you get COVID in the United States of America, that's on you.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're not going to get it or spread it. So all they're going to do is just infect each other.
Got it.
So we don't care.
Okay, fuck it.
And all that does is helps our herd immunity.
Because
at least if everyone who isn't going to get vaccinated just got COVID right now, at least that would speed up.
Honestly, at this point, I think the right policy is a no mask mandate in the U.S. because the vaccine is available to everyone.
I think it's aggressive, but I think it's absolutely right. And I think that you should.
If you wear a mask, you get ticketed.
Yeah.
That means you didn't get the vaccine.
Yep.
Yeah, pussy.
100%, you little bitch. And I think that'll speed up herd immunity.
Yeah.
Because all those people who didn't get vaccinated need to hurry up and just get COVID then. Get it over with.
Yeah.
What are we waiting on? I said it. Because I'm just saying, if not, you're going to drag that out over the next...
I'll tell you why.
And that's where you're going to get your mutations and stuff. We need everyone vaccinated or having had it. That's the only way we end.
I'll tell you what the first group of people that needs to remove their masks, waiters. I cannot understand or hear a fucking word any waiter or waitress is saying.
Especially the double mask.
Huh? Yeah. What? I get a wrong order. Shocking. Yeah. I didn't get the right flavor of Casamigos I ordered.
You're dealing with some big issues this weekend.
Yeah.
Are you doing okay?
Hard hitting.
Yeah, we got the title, No Mask Mandate.
Yeah. Okay. Good stuff. Our national treasure, Elon Musk, is hosting.
The Lord and Savior.
Okay. How's Dogecoin doing?
Great.
Yeah, right.
Is it?
It's fucking down.
No, it's so what? It's got a floor of 27 cents. I got a floor of 27 cents. That's fantastic. This coin wasn't even real.
Go check right now what it is.
Yeah, it's 27 cents. I checked
it
an hour ago.
You sound like a Trump voter. I'm not kidding.
23 cents.
23 cents.
That's great.
23
I'm going to buy more.
It was 23 cents.
Yeah. But that... Hey, so, that's the volatility of crypto, man.
Okay, well,
you're either all in or you're all out.
Just like the fact that Dogecoin is a joke, it looks like your Lord and Savior, Elon Musk, will be telling some jokes because he's going on Saturday Night Live.
Or, in my view, he's a joke.
You listen, too far.
I just, why are you doing this?
You didn't have to go there.
I mean, come on.
I'll tell you. So interesting. Bloomberg put out an article on Chamath the other day about all the SPACs and, you know, how his like legions of followers have lost a lot of money. And now people are obviously pissed. You see it when he posts now. You see all the comments back are like, I lost like 30%, 50%, 40%. People are pissed.
Yeah.
Elon Musk, obviously he has Tesla, which is, you know, proving to be a great company. He didn't went all in on this meme coin that millions, tens of millions of people have put money into. Here's the problem. Everyone loves you till you lose their money. And if kids lose money, he'll quickly go from the most revered person in American history to the most, like if Doge goes to 1 cent, Pete, 1 cent and doesn't recover.
Yeah.
What is your view of Elon Musk? And not in a serious way. What's your view?
I wasn't basing my investment off Elon, so it doesn't change anything.
You were more on the utility of Doge investment, in the future.
He hadn't even, the dog. It was about the, have you seen the dog
face? You are inspired by Elon pushing something you're an investor.
It has now grown to that point. Yes. I got in before he started really tweeting and talking about it. And then I was like, oh, he's talking about this. This is starting to become like more legitimate as far as like might hold some value.
But don't you think he's playing a dangerous game? Because
I think with other people, that's just me. But I think the majority.
I think most of the people think like,
well, I'll say this. Somebody asked me why I had a conversation with somebody on DMs that listens to the pod, and they're like, oh, they were like, why is it going up? I go, I don't know. They're like, isn't it going up because Elon's tweeting about it? And I was like, but he's been tweeting about it. Like, it's not backed off him, but like.
So the busser at my the restaurant I go to pretty much every day. Oh, I talk to him every day, and he's like, yo, you messing with that Doge? I was like, no. And I was like, are you? He goes, yeah, I put $600 in it.
That's a lot of money.
And
yeah,
he's made a lot of money, but he's like, yeah, everyone's making money on Doge, so I had to do it. It's like gotten to that level.
Yeah. And so I saw one.
I think
one
it's
of
bigger
the,
than Elon. I think like it's fun that Elon's a part of this thing, but I think the
who gets the blame if it goes.
It's
to
basically
zero?
Like
the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
Shibu's becoming.
Yeah, Doge kind of
so Doge, in my opinion, represents basically the crowd that's been left behind in this whole wealth creation.
Yeah.
And they feel this is their shot to close the gap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But to me, it feels...
It's so dangerous because it's likely going to zero.
Yeah.
So, sorry,
what makes something like that go to zero?
Everyone sells.
This is not real.
Yeah, it doesn't real. There's no unlimited supply.
I didn't know the unlimited supply. That's not a good trait.
Wait, there's unlimited supply.
Yes, they can print as many as they want.
Well... Sell. Sell all of it. That's literally the whole basis for this thing.
Yeah, the whole point of Bitcoin
you know what
is
else
only
has unlimited dollars? The US dollar.
Okay, but you know what doesn't is the Bitcoin. Well, there's something right
the
next door to what
it.
You're betting on that at least is valid.
I don't know about Bitcoin, man.
Okay, but you know about Doge.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
But my thing is Elon Musk is hosting Saturday Night Live. We read this. I was reading this article on Chamath's followers becoming kind of pissed off because of all the SPACs. You know, and this is the market we live in. All of these personalities. So I think the three most prevalent in the last 6 months have been Elon Musk, Chamath, and Dave Portnoy. These guys are pumping investments, literally pumping. They're no different than the TikTok investor pumping up bullshit stocks or penny cryptos.
Yeah, I agree.
They're doing the same exact thing, but it's just for their benefit, right? Like they're pumping companies up that they invested in or they're involved with. And historically, that's never ended well.
Historically, that was illegal.
Yeah. And like, imagine.
I don't know what changed. There's no SEC law changed that they just don't understand Twitter, that you're allowed to go on.
I think it went too far before they understood it. And now it's like, what are you going to do? Lock up Dave Portnoy and
What Portnoy did through the pandemic with the Penn stock, from my very basic understanding of securities law, is illegal.
Yeah.
I mean, he was wearing the hoodie for like every day with a little slim one.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did that all of a sudden become legal?
Yeah. I think they just don't understand. I think they don't understand what's happening. Like, oh, the funny guy is like excited about his stock.
Yeah.
And he's a major shareholder. He drives the price of the stock, yeah. whether his videos get watched or not.
Yeah. His sex tape dropped the stock. That's absurd. The moment that happened, it should be like, okay, we should probably watch this.
Yes.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see it because I'm a big fan and I can't wait to see his awkward attempt at comedy.
Yeah.
You know, never seen an alien try comedy.
Right? I think as long as he lets the great writers at SNL do the monologue, mm-hmm. That should be crushed.
Yeah.
I think the skits are going to bomb.
But the monologue, like, he's not an actor. Like, when Drake did it, I wasn't surprised. The guy's been on stage his whole life.
Yeah, you're right.
So you're shorting
Elon's performance. I think it's going to be absolutely terrible.
I think he's going to crush it.
Or the awkwardness is so endearing yeah. that people are like, oh, Elon.
I think he's going
to
play
But don't you
it.
Have to do the first 5 minutes solo?
I think so, yeah. Well, I don't know. Do they make him do that? I don't know.
That's how it typically is.
But what if they're like, oh, this guy's like a robot. We can't. You know, I don't know. Who knows? I can't wait. But I think Elon is in the bucket with the majority of his people who care that he can't lose right now. So whether he messes up, is awkward, whatever, they're going to be like, oh, Elon.
Go Doge to the moon.
Doge to the moon. Hopefully there's a Doge joke.
See how subsided our enthusiasm for Doge to the moon is now?
Yeah, I didn't realize you could print endless amounts. Jesus.
What did you think it was?
Well, I thought it was the same blockchain yeah. technology. You can't, it's a finite amount. You're telling me just like, fuck it.
It's a meme.
Here's 100 more.
It's a meme.
Okay. Well, the good news about Bitcoin is it looks like, even though we can't figure out who our Satoshi is, which is, you know.
He said he's open to revealing himself soon.
Yeah, but it's going to take short story long, it sounds like. We might find out who the real Satoshi is.
Yes. The
inventor of Bitcoin. It's coming out. What, we got a lawsuit or something?
Yeah, you know, if you had invented Bitcoin, then you would have invented Bitcoin. Says Craig Wright, an Australian guy that claims he is Satoshi.
No.
He's claimed it for years. It's been debunked.
So now he's going full on lawsuit in London's High Court. And they're going to get, obviously with crypto, you can verify, you know, what this guy owns. And it said that whoever started crypto, the inventor or the inventors have about 1 million Bitcoin. Uh-huh. So that's $50 billion. So, I mean, I don't know why you would want to tell the world you have $50 billion yeah. if you created it.
Yeah.
So either this guy is just a whack job. Or he just wants a target on his back for $50 billion.
Yeah.
Because why the fuck?
He probably wants to sell Clubhouse courses.
I could teach you how to make $50 billion.
Yeah. I can teach you how to invent Bitcoin.
Everyone is under the assumption that the white paper was written by a group of people.
In Japan?
Not in Japan. They just called it Satoshi.
Does anyone of like the Bitcoin nerds like have an assumption? Like they do the Winklevi like…
The Winklevi are way too late. So they wouldn't know.
But don't you think they have like a thought? Like what's the running theory?
The running theory, it's a group of people that wrote the white paper. They're not Japanese. Or maybe there was a Japanese. You know the name. And I think he's been on Joe Rogan. Nick Szabo. You know who that is? Mm-hmm. He's like a libertarian. He's been on Tim Ferriss. Sorry.
He's one of them?
So Naval and Nick Szabo did a Tim Ferriss Bitcoin introduction like years ago.
Yeah.
And Nick Szabo… He's like if you follow him on Twitter, he's a true libertarian. He was loving a lot of the Trump stuff. He was loving about like, he's just like, don't tell me what to do type guy.
Yeah.
He's rumored as part of a group of people that wrote the white paper.
He's part of the Satoshis.
He's part of the Satoshis. It's a band.
Huh.
I'm convinced it's a band.
Well, we want to know
right.
who John
Lennon
There's
no way Lennon one dude did all this.
In the band.
Because…
You said what?
The we want to know who John Lennon is.
I did, yeah.
The reason why I don't think it's one person, because the way it spread on the internet, it went viral in this really niche community in 2008. And that's pretty tough if just one dude just wrote it. It why? Had to be a group of people that like kind of distributed it. 2008, virality wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Dude, 2008, the iPhone was only 1 year old.
Yeah, and it sucked.
I mean, it was cool at the time.
It was useless.
We bought stolen iPhones.
Yeah, and got charged double for them.
You did?
Yeah.
So this is how clever… This is how iPhone changed the game.
You guys are criminals, man. I'm not sure about you.
Funny enough, we bought him off our accounting person.
Oh, my God.
He was like, I got the plug for iPhones. I was like, all right, we don't want to wait in line.
Yeah.
Give me like seven. Yeah. I literally bought seven off this
guy. Because it was impossible to get iPhones. So we were like week one iPhone one users.
Mm-hmm. We get them and
we signed.
3 months later.
So we put our SIM card in. We're like, sick. I think iPhones at the time were going for $700. We paid
$400. Uh-huh.
It was probably stolen off like a shipment. Like a port came in from
China. Oh, and they shut them down or something?
No.
They automatically billed us for the full price of the iPhone.
Everything was the technology was so advanced for that time. The serial numbers were attached to the phone.
IMEI,
and then they were like, this phone was never paid for. So then, boom, all of our phone bills got hit for $1,000.
Damn.
Then we got screwed.
Yeah, you guys are crooks.
Yeah.
I don't trust it. Seems funny that the cops are following around
Call
you guys.
Call me Satoshi.
Yeah, for real. Okay. All right, well, so no chance we actually find out. This is...
No, that guy's a fraud. He's been doing this for years. It's just
Will we
funny
find out at least that he is not it?
I don't think anyone takes him seriously.
Got it. Okay, well, next up, what the fuck is going on with Bitcoin? Anand? We're taking a dive.
It's no lumber. Lumber is the hottest investment.
We're the new Doge.
We're the new freaking Doge, man.
No, safe mode is the new Doge.
We're falling off a cliff. Ethereum, it's all going to shit.
Right after Anna told me to buy Ethereum.
I'm going back into an index fund where I belong. So this is just what? A little bump in the road?
Yeah, it's just typical volatility.
Okay. So nothing
Diamond
to
hands, baby. Diamond hands.
Yeah, no lumber, on the other hand, what's happening? People are adding additions to their homes?
Yeah, I mean, lumber. I saw a really good meme of a guy, like a truck driver with a flatbed, huge flatbed with lumber. And he goes, that's a billionaire just driving by.
That's the meme that's going around. There's like a flatbed driving by on 405. I'm sure it's completely Photoshop, like 405 in Santa Monica. And like everyone's like, that's a real baller. Because he's got all this lumber in the back of his
lumber
truck.
Prices have exploded because of the home building. And I'm sure now speculators are in on it. So it's just gone through the roof. It's crazy. One, we're definitely going to see inflation this year.
Yeah.
Everything is going to cost more. I don't know, if it's going to affect all parts of life. And obviously in housing, there's inflation. Like at the rate home prices are going up, it's just astronomical. Then you look at all different things in the consumer sector. Everything is costing more to make. Everything's by fall, I think the prices for pretty much everything is going to go up
so
substantially.
I was told, and I think it was really good insight, my friend Brent Blow, who listens to the pod, he's an oil trader. Mm-hmm. And he basically was saying that if you look at every commodity, and if you look at it, it's true, corn, food, lumber, they've all skyrocketed in the last 90 days. And it's not because of demand. It's because the supply chain and docks are so fucked. And that Suez Canal, actually, the cascading effect of is so dramatic that it backlogged supply so much that the price just flew. Mm-hmm. So while I think you could make the argument 6 to 9 months ago that demand was increasing, home building and all this stuff, but if you look at the last 3 months, it's not demand, it's a lack of supply.
Yeah.
So all these commodities have just flown through the roof in the last...
Yeah, everything.
Everything.
Well, now it's just going to make everything cost more.
Yeah, and we're going to pay more at restaurants. We're going to pay more at Home Depot. We're going to pay more at the grocery store. And that's inflation completely separate from what's going on in the economy. That's inflation caused by a backlog of supply.
You guys going ham on the 100% write-off of the food
restaurants?
Stuff?
Hell yeah. I love that.
It's the only thing I spend money on.
Yeah.
So those that don't know, you can write out 100% of your meals in 2021.
Every meal is 50% off.
Yeah.
Do you have to write it off to a business? An individual can't do it, right?
No, individuals can. Anyone can.
Oh, let's go nuts.
I mean, it's insane. You know how restaurants are going to crush?
Does that count in my Postmates?
So
yeah, I had Postmates for a meeting.
All right.
Write that one off.
There we go. It's amazing to me how many people
do they know that my Postmates are White Claws? How's that going to work
out? Fuck it, man. I Postmates everything. the amount of people that still think that a write-off means it's free. There's a lot.
Write it off.
There's like people I know that
like are Kramer. Like Kramer. Kramer always thought it was free.
Yeah.
You just write it off. You don't even know what that means.
So that means what? Just don't go grocery shopping. Only order takeout.
I don't think takeout. It's unclear.
Prove it.
I asked.
Prove
that
it, question. D.
But if a delivery service Postmates.
It's F and B.
It's,
okay, whatever.
It's food and bev, dude. Come
I think on. They want you to go to restaurants and
fucking
stimulate.
No, they want you to support the restaurant, which is
the
what
snitch.
I'm doing.
You know what? I'm going to reach out to the IRS and say, reach I don't out. Want Postmates, Uber, or DoorDash.
You know, you being get part of the, you get a you bounty to report people that fraudulently report IRS.
Boom, files. I just got two.
D's China, D's
I just got two. I would report you two, but you ain't going to spend enough. The bounty won't
but
be
look,
high.
But look, you're still supporting the restaurant.
We can give you $6 for those two combined.
That has to count. That has to count. You're still supporting the restaurant.
No, you're not. They're taking 30%. Postmates is taking.
That doesn't matter. They're still giving the money.
Nah,
they don't care.
I don't like it.
I got to check into that. All right. If not, I'm doing
I'm
going to
start one. You know how like those lawyers do those mesothelioma, whatever. Yeah. I'm going to do that.
You should do billboards.
Have you been injured in a...
Have you been ordering from Postmates and not getting the 100% write-off?
All right, I'm going to start doing takeout then. It's just too good. That's
takeout, I think you can get away with takeout. But delivery,
it's the
I
same
think,
charge on your card.
But it says Postmates.
No, I'm saying takeout.
Yeah, takeout, you're fine. I'm not going to snitch on you for takeout.
Thank you.
You just really have it out for the food delivery businesses.
Yeah, because it's not a good experience.
That's pretty good.
So you're doing this for the greater good of a good dining experience.
I'm trying to help.
So you want to lobby Congress to be like, exclude food delivery services.
Yes.
Because it doesn't give you the full experience. This is for the betterment of society.
Betterment of your taste. It's not a good experience.
Got it. Okay.
So absurd.
You know what is good for your experience? Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And good news for you guys, and we can finally put an end to all those bean and cheese things you guys get. Mexican
that's what you
pizza.
Get too.
No meat.
You get bean
not
and
from
cheese
Taco
burritos.
Bell, I don't.
I've eaten
they have
there
delightful
with you,
meat.
Fucking liar.
You know what you get?
You
Mexican
liar.
Pizza, no meat. That's gross.
You're a liar.
That's an incredible experience. And they got rid of it.
They did?
Yes, they got rid of the Mexican pizza.
Completely?
Yeah.
That's a staple.
I know.
We've been over this. This happened
it was on the pod.
Did I hear that, Dan?
Bro, what? Yes.
Okay, well, listen, good for you guys because now. You can put a little meat in that Mexican pizza.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own. They have their own. This isn't Beyond or...
No. So whoa. It's they're doing a vegetarian version of the Crunchy Taco Supreme. It's called the Cravetarian Taco. Huh. Terrible name.
Interesting.
Meat substitute made from a blend of peas and chickpeas. And it comes with, you know, shredded cheese, lettuce, tomato, sour cream, and a crunchy shell. It's available in one location. As a test in Tustin, California. So not far. It's worth
one location.
Yeah.
Until it's April 29th.
Like you know what I mean?
Pete, how much do you have to pay 3, you to go to Tustin to bring back some crunchy tacos?
I give you 100
I'll
doge.
Give you 2 doge.
Where's Tustin?
It's like Orange County.
That's not that far. Tustin Toyota.
Where's Tustin? I have no idea, actually.
But we've heard the ads for Tustin Toyota. Yeah, it can't be that far.
Yeah, they're
within the ads an hour.
Yeah. How about one of those shares of coupon over there?
$45.
Yeah, there you go.
That's how much
done.
You share is?
Done. Just say
good
yes.
Good negotiating,
just
Pete. Yes.
Okay. Or maybe.
No. You said
Coinbase.
Yes.
Yeah. Didn't you drive one time to like Sonic or something? Didn't you do something like this once? Was it McDonald's, Travis Scott? Was there something you did?
It was the Travis Scott one I did.
The Downey.
Okay, well, do
but
it.
That wasn't, okay.
You have till the 29th. You have 4 days.
Okay.
Yeah, $45.
Taco. Was it Danny? Who did the Del Taco run when they had Beyond? Someone did a run
Danny
like
that. Danny did. Yeah. We ordered it here. That's what we did.
Okay, so let's do that. Cravetarian.
What a shit name.
By the time I get it back here, it's going to be like cold.
Doesn't matter.
It has to be
you
pretty
you have to
good,
get one though. Of those Postmates bags. Give us the full experience where they keep it warm, right?
I agree.
How we just put it back in the oven.
Kind of fucked though if it's this easy to make your own veggie meat. Isn't Beyond a bad
an impossible
a bad buy?
Yeah, I mean Tyson's doing it.
Obviously, the LAFC is doing it.
Nestle's doing it. Yeah, you can't even get it. Like, God knows what they're putting in their freaking.
Yeah, and it was
sausage.
Probably pretty good. Was it good?
It was great.
See,
he was probably 7 drinks in.
How hard is this
now.
Shit though? That wasn't Beyond or whatever. Impossible.
I I don't know why. The bigger question is, why does Taco Bell want to create their own? Do they not like the options out
no,
there?
No, I think it's...
Well, think about paying. You got to pay a royalty or whatever. No,
it's a premium. It's expensive. Beyond expensive. Taco Bell is a value play. You can't charge $6 for a taco.
Yeah, keep your costs down, D. Come on, you know this.
If you vertically integrate your meat, you could keep the $2 taco or however
you
much.
You like to vertically integrate your meat?
Oh, well, there is the title of the episode.
Vertically integrated meat.
No. Jeez.
Okay. Well, yeah.
All right. Shout outs.
That's my question. Why is it so hard? Let's see how it is. Pete, you get 45 fresh and crispy dollars to spend on one share of coupon. And
watch this. We're going to get spiked. We don't pop tomorrow.
For real. Gosh. Okay. And we'll try it. No, you're locked in at the current price.
Yeah. Should have asked for a Bitcoin. What was I thinking?
You had so many different options.
You can get Coinbase as well.
I just threw one out there. I didn't say anything. Even
the Coinbase share is
$300.
I was like throwing
Tesla?
I was trying to get some ideas. D was just locking it in for me.
I was trying to get you for 100 Doge. What's that? 20 bucks?
Not even. I said 100 Doge? Doge? No. And I thought I'd get him for 45 cents. That was going to be the joke. I want him to say yes immediately.
Well, luckily he came in low on his own. Okay, well, listen, if it's good, then Beyond's dead.
Yeah.
All right.
It's an hour drive, by the way, so it really won't take me that long.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. What's our guy Satosh have to say?
I have a shout out.
Okay.
From Crystal out in Nashville, Tennessee.
Crystal.
She's been here before it was the place to be.
LA?
Oh, Nashville, Tennessee.
I was like,
God. I love Nashville.
And she's looking for any graphic design opportunities out there in the bubble.
Okay. Oh.
If anyone's looking for a graphic.
Are you trying to do remote?
That's a good question, Crystal.
Well, it sounds like she has a lot of Nashville pride for someone who's going to follow that up with being ready to leave.
Yeah. She wanted to give her brother a birthday shout out, 24th birthday on April 25th. Her brother, Jeremy, introduced her to the pod. And he's actually in LA right now for a few days.
Oh.
What up, Jeremy?
Well, stay safe. Jeremy.
Yeah.
Did she include any her IG or anything?
No.
Okay. Listen, for these shout outs, guys, I mean, maybe we don't have graphic opportunities, but toss in your handle. Maybe there's someone in the community is looking for some help.
Some vertical integration.
Some wants to vertically integrate their meat. God. Is that it? Is that it from that one?
That's all I have.
What? Anything else before we get to the Toge?
One real quick. Issa Fuckboy is his username.
This
DM me.
Isn't Satoge?
Huh?
Oh, that's his username.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. This is his username on Instagram.
Interesting.
He DM me and he was like, "Hey Pete, follow the pod. Wanted to get your guys' thoughts on Ass Coin. It's climbing. Thought it'd be funny to hear the guys' opinions on these meme coins."
Ass.
Yes. It's literally called Ass Coin. Someone sent it to me. Goes, "This is the next coin. Get in on this ass."
Did they say get it on his ass? Great.
That's good.
Dumb case. Okay. So he's curious. What are the thoughts on the meme coins and ass coin? And
I mean,
yeah, it's just going to be fuckery.
If you want to ride ass to the top, that's on you.
I agree. Ass to the moon.
If you want to get in that ass.
I mean, some people are going to make money on these things, right? I mean, it's like betting on a meme if it's going to get a lot of likes on Instagram.
Oh, yes.
If you're right. Cake up.
There's
get
a
out.
Lot of people making a lot of money. Ryan is sharing us with us numbers of people that he knows that are just banking off these random ass meme coins.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool scary. In that sense. It's cool in the sense that like you could essentially bet on a meme. And if you're like, well, if this one works, I can make a shit.
Right.
And then you just get out.
There's another guy who made a sheesh coin. Like that's what he did after. And now it's like got a couple million market cap. And he's just like, I don't know how this happened. I just made it as a joke. And now this is.
I mean, look at Doge. It's a $40 billion joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these jokes are now.
Finance is a joke.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. What else?
That's it for me.
Toge.0.
Yeah. We got a shout out from Marcus Lamonis.
Oh, how nice.
He said, "Hello, fam. Hope you're having a great Sunday. I apologize in advance if this shout out sounds like it was written by D after a night of drinking. It's currently Sunday at 5:11 a.m. Been super busy and finally got around to writing this. You can hate my shout-outs, but you can't deny my commitment. Mamba mentality for life."
5:11 a.m. He's writing a shout-out.
Yeah, I think it might be time
waking up or going to sleep.
That's a good question. Excited for episode 2 of the PanCap Pod. On the first episode, Tim called Anand a conservative, which is hilarious.
That's true.
There's a better chance of David Sacks saying, I love you, than there is of Anand being a legit Republican.
Yeah, that's a real listener.
If the frats at USC couldn't change him, neither can Dinesh D'Souza.
That's good.
Is Pink Capitalist tomorrow?
We recorded. When do we want to release?
I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Let's finish the shout out.
Sorry. I got excited.
In the meantime, I wouldn't mind welcoming a conservative Anand. Jorge Masvidal, who's an outspoken Trump supporter, just got KO'd in this UFC fight. So maybe Anand can hop in the ring in his place. If so, I'd love to see an Anand versus Elon fight. That way Anand can avenge his nerd friend who got dissed by Elon in Vegas.
Oh, that's a good one. Remember I had a buddy when we were at the Cosmo years ago at Neil's bachelor party, and he went up to Elon before Elon was famous, and Elon shined him.
Yeah, wow.
When did you tell that story? This might we might be getting another clue here.
No, he said it on the pod.
I said it on the pod.
Yeah, recently. Oh, okay. Regardless, conservative
on it. If he did that before he was famous, what's he like now?
Hosting SNL.
Yeah. But at the same time, did he respond to some random DM?
Yeah.
I can't tell with this guy. Yeah. These aliens are tricky.
Regardless, conservative Anand is a mood. I'd imagine it would be pretty easy to get at Anand on platform on a platform like Parler. But that's just hunch. That's funny.
That's very good.
If not, I'm sure you could get Pete to pull some strings when it comes to changing usernames. Rest in peace at Group Chat Pod 100. That's pretty much it. Going to sleep. Have a good week.
Going to sleep. So he was up all night.
Wow. Up until 5
Satoshi doing that cocaine.
Cocaine Satoshi. Oh my gosh. All right.
That was good, though.
That's all we got?
Yeah.
All right, well, we have a new episode of Pan Capitalist Locked and Loaded. We don't know when it's airing, but I say tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do it tomorrow, then.
No. Tomorrow's Monday. Tuesday.
Let's do it Tuesday.
Tuesday. It's a deep dive on Tim. We get deep.
Whoa. Do you?
Yeah.
All right, we're out of here. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you in a couple days. Go, go.